You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Mari calling in today. If you don't know who Mari is, you're about to find out. But we found him, I don't know, maybe a month ago just through submissions. And really liked what we were hearing. He's out in New York. He's going to call in, bring us up to date. So if you're an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. That's how this all gets going. So I'll start with him. But if you're not an artist, even if you are, if you're a fan of anything going on, hip-hop up here, the show, whatever, etc., the State of New England Hip-Hop Forum was what I would consider to be a success. Parts 1 and 2 are up now. Mixcloud.com/LFODradio or LFODradio.com. Basically, part 1, we had a bunch of industry dudes, promoters, record breakers, managers, etc., historians, guys that are usually behind the scenes, playing the background, but crucial to the process. We had them on here to talk about things they like that they're seeing out here, things they'd like to see more of, things they'd like to see less of, etc. And then we flipped it and brought in a few artists whose movements I rock with. And they came in and gave their perspective. So lots of gems from both sides, and definitely recommend listening, whether you're an artist or if you're someone who wants to get into the industry, or if you're already in it and you want to think about what you could do better, or how you could make a difference, really. And or if you just want to peek at behind the scenes, if you're a fan, you just eat that stuff up. So check that out, lfodradio.com. Also want to check out the soundcloud.com/LFOD. We got a snippet up there, and that's where this Mari interview will be when it's done. We're going to start putting smaller clips up there, and then if you want to hear the whole thing, you can follow the link to the Mixcloud. We're never going to have the whole thing on SoundCloud because they take it down. Although I did see that they might be letting us play mixes, I'm not confident I want to switch platforms right now, but we'll play that out. We'll see how it plays out. And everything social media at LFOD Radio. And if you're good at social media, or if you think you're good, or if you want to get good, and you're a fan, you want to get involved with the program, hit us up. It's getting to be a lot for me to do all my own, going live, taking pictures, running the show, etc., etc. So if you're tuned in, hit us up at LFOD Radio everywhere. Live Free OD Radio on Twitter. If you want to get involved with that, get the keys to the Snapchat and all that. So anyway, we're going to get into some music. This was another submission. This was kind of cool. This is from the UK. This dude, Half Decent, and he sent this track in. He made the beat, and he wrote the lyrics. But what he did was he wrote the first verse when he was 21, wrote the second verse when he was 25, and he just wrote the third verse now that he's 30. So it's kind of interesting to hear the progression of his mindset over those years. So I thought that was a cool concept. Definitely takes patience to act that out. I mean, anybody who's stuck with music for a decade, like going after it, not just as a hobby, you have my utmost respect. It takes a lot. So shout out to Half Decent. This song is called Still Getting Mine. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
After all the baby pains and kicks, my mother birthed this kid October the 27th, a Monday in 86. Baby born with blue eyes, who would have knew that he could rhyme? Spitting his lyrics with twisted rhymes and even double time. A life riddled with plot twists and a music fix. Memories passed, but you know that they still exist. Went from building bricks and magic tricks to late night shifts. Personality changed, but you know he still quits. Used to get in fights for rights, now he fights the right. Never sleeping at night to recite what's in city sights. Sleeping under city lights after shifty city nights. Seeing city pipes after stealing nifty city bikes. Now it's the 21st since my birth, what do I deserve? Failed at everything, I got a twisted learning curve. Used to settle nerves while I sat back and just observed. Energy preserved so that one day I'll fulfill my worth. No matter what they say, another year, another day, somehow, some way, I'm still getting mine. No matter what the time, another day, another life, twisted back or broken spine, I'm still getting mine. No matter what they say, another year, another day, somehow, some way, I'm still getting mine. No matter what the time, another day, another life, twisted back or broken spine, I'm still getting mine. No longer is this your dream, kid, you're 25 and killing it. First release successful, the local scene are feeling it. Second follow quickly, the D&B is an instant hit. Live show enhanced experiences and audience benefits. Triple time is a regular thing, but that's just what the medicine gives. My skeleton sings, no pulling on strings, it's all a natural relevant thing. Now I place my pin on errors within so I can remember my sins. And I know it's an effort to shift, but I just think that's how the pendulum swings. One long winding road, gotta do it out alone. Avoid the sticks and bricks thrown, spit the lyrics off the dome. Feel the heart inside my home, but learn to live whilst out in Rome. Hold the tongue with what I know, but release it when performing flows. Make a promise to decline the offers of moving to office. Staying honest, improving, but not for looting pocket. And now there's new deposits and I'm losing my profit. I feel my life is important and in order, so why would I stop it?
No matter what they say, another year, another day, somehow, some way, I'm still getting mine. No matter what the time, another day, another life, twisted back or broken spine, I'm still getting mine. No matter what they say, another year, another day, somehow, some way, I'm still getting mine. No matter what the time, another day, another life, twisted back or broken spine, I'm still getting mine. 21, 25, 30. 21, 25, 30. 21, 25, 30. 21, 25, 30.
They say that life begins at 30, and I truly hope so. The last 9 years went by quickly, and my fan base seems to grow slow. Genres don't exist to me, so I literally get missed though. Originality is extinct in this city, I know I won't grow. Moved away from the family house where massive amounts of passion was found. Can't carry around the chattering mouths are asking about half decent. Now I'm capital bound and travelled around, the passengers found. I'm having my doubts, releasing around, examine the crowd as passengers frown. The casual sound, can music stand the test of time, or will people neglect the rhyme? I still feel the beat inside my chest, so I can't sleep at night. The depth of crime is that I'm pressurized into a 9 to 5, so don't remember my feelings or even try for a second prime. Will I forget the strife of marriage signs and say that I've declined? I'll specify that my tempting prize is a life of rhymes, a life of time. I'll always try with a text I scribe to find my separate pride, because no matter what, then I know I'm still getting mine.
No matter what they say, another year, another day, somehow, some way, I'm still getting mine. No matter what the time, another day, another life, twisted back or broken spine, I'm still getting mine. No matter what they say, another year, another day, somehow, some way, I'm still getting mine. No matter what the time, another day, another life, twisted back on broken spine, I'm still getting mine. 21, 25, 30. 21, 25, 30.
Yeah. See, growing up, they tell you anything is possible, but they ain't tell you life was gonna come with all these obstacles. I'm trying to have faith, but faith is often never logical. Say the sky's the limit, but the task is astronomical. Dream to be a doctor or a lawyer, but because of paranoia, now you're working at McDonald's, making money, taking orders. I never knocked the hustle nor the greater, try to segregate, only try to stimulate the mind, attempt to elevate. I'm speaking to myself too, I know we all sell out. I'm trying to live heavenly, tell the devil, get the hell out. Life could be a prison, trying to find a way to bail out. Cut on the TV and disaster is all you hear about. Anything is possible, that ain't the status quo. Look around the most of my people and they're struggling broke. I know it's not a joke, but I can't help but laugh. I only hope that I can make it and then make it last. Yo, not the worst happen is ever easy as possible, but I'm not yet in position for you to believe me. Believe me. Look at me, you won't be no one else. No one else. So I gotta do it for myself. I said not the worst happen is ever easy as possible, but I'm not yet in position for you to believe me. Believe me. Look at me, you won't be no one else. No one else. So I gotta prove it to myself. My better sense is telling me you gotta question it. My better sense is also telling me you might be rushing it. Microwave blessings, they often come with life lessons. Instagram gratification off the leaves, the antidepressants. I wanna tell the people if you dream, you can achieve it. But I ain't even make it, so why would they believe it? So now my mission is to give you all a better reason. A steady empty words inside your ear, though they may be pleasing. Now I'm dedicated, so the kids could be like, yo, we made it. And when they talk about rappers, they say, oh, I'm their favorite. I know this mission isn't solely for that pot of gold. I wanna be great on the A-list like the honor roll. I'm diving in head first like Geronimo. And anybody trying to stop me, sorry, but you gotta go. Nothing personal, I'm only trying to live a dream. Bring everybody on my team, I'm hoping that's the way it seems. Nothing worth having is ever easy, it's possible, but I'm not yet in position for you to believe me.
Believe me.
Look at me, you won't be no one else.
No one else.
So I gotta do it for myself.
For myself.
I said nothing worth having is ever easy, it's possible, but I'm not yet in position for you to believe me.
Believe me.
Look at me, you won't be no one else.
No one else.
So I gotta prove it to myself.
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 Is it real? Did you kill it? That's the whole point. That's the whole thing. I may be your dad, you can sound like me.
What's your mama name?
Say the thing, lawyer. I'm gonna clap for you. Hand over that capital.
Boy, I swear that I'ma win it. I'm on some fly-ish. Burger droppings, trying to plop on my whip. I'ma take my time. Promise I won't take your lady friend while she take this pic. Who you think she is? Who you think I came with? I grew up like Big. My kids, Jaden Smith. Swear that I'ma win it. This shit'll never change up. Why I'm in this caping? Cause you still in danger.
Danger.
You got all that trouble on your mind. On low, you been in the bubble all this time. How you in the horoscopes ignoring the signs? Signs for the city we made up in 09. We should throw a fest there. You gon' need a wristband. Feeling like Mike, I need a poster with my wingspan. Swear that I'ma win it, boy, I swear that I'ma win it. Stay out of my business while I'm putting on this clinic.
For the roll call, never tethered, leave the back and forth. This shit, all y'all revolve around the point I evolved. I'm now anointed, sacred, super simply amazing. Yeah, I'm the man, yep, yeah, I'm the man. Picking through the blinds, trying to eyeball the man. Went to get cigarettes on my family and fans, but I'm back like Ben Vereen with them fish and drip plans. Sick the damn, sick the fans on that cow tower bow. Ish, cash money disappointing, Wayne Bow Wow. Ish, retirement is not an option, nor is stopping. But you do what you want when you're popping. That's a future reference for future reference. So I put it in the rhyme just so I won't forget it. Yeah, I'm still the man, bitch. Yep, I'm still the man. Roundhouse kick the bush with a bird still a hand. That's a 2-for-1 special. I'ma get it. God damn, break it down, pass around, share it with the whole fam. Rizzy Grand on the beat, VP with the word. Swaggo, R.O. was leaving y'all feelings.
Clappas, Tanya Morgan. That's off Abandoned Theme Park. Check them out if you haven't. They got that sound on lock. That's Don Will and Von P, if you don't know. Clappas, Tanya Morgan. They got good stuff. Before that, we had Dexter Soul with Anything Is Possible. He's a Boston dude. I like the theme of that song. Basically, he knows where it's going, what's going to happen. And he just can't tell you yet. Like, that's so real. When you figure something out, you crack the code or whatever, but you're not quite, you can't show, you haven't been able to show it yet. So people aren't going to necessarily listen to you. And it's kind of a tough spot where they're not necessarily doubting you, but you can't be mad at them for not getting with it. Because what have you done yet? You know, so you really just got to believe in yourself at that point. And that's crucial to get through. So I like the theme of that song, Dexter Soul, Anything Is Possible. And we kicked it off with Half Decent, Still Getting Mine. That being said, We got Mari calling in soon, so we're going to spin one of his joints. This one's called Bliss. When this is done, we should have him on the phone. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Until I looked inside of eye for errors. If my eyes were clearer, I would have been had that McLaren. They say the vision where the money come. Oh, they say the hood is where the money go. Slow. They say the world is just money this, money that. Tell me this, how you gon' fix it when your mommy broke? They tryna keep her off of social security, cause they don't wanna see her shine and go buy nice jewelry. Now I think about it, I see why my night's so blurry. When it's hit after hit, cause what I write so curry. And if she knew my money short, she might grow worried. Then tell me get her purse like, oh, Miss Pearly. Ha! Thanks a lot, so grateful for the cheese, so I can stunt on my haters like, take a look at this. I know, say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know, no. Ooh, I know, say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know, no.
And this for everybody in my damn business. Nosy X, can I at least get a witness? Can I get a chick with some beautiful fitness to have me a big girl? I think you the shit, cuz just so shallow, got me all on the deep end, tweaking like is we hanging out next weekend? No, and once we fuck, you go, you on your way back home. I'm on my way to the top, but y'all sleeping. So many questions unanswered, like is it the air in the hood causing asthma and cancer? And why my nephew six with bronchitis, can't touch the air that kill us yet, still gotta fight it, and white man up in a suit and tie smiling, and black boy up in the ER crying. Thanks a lot, so grateful for the cheese. The impose on these traits, like take a look at these.
Ooh, I know, say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know nothing. Say I don't really know, no. Ooh, I know, say I don't really know nothing.
That was Bliss by Mari. We got him on the phone right now. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Austin? How y'all doing?
We're doing great. It's freezing, but not as cold as the other day.
I hear you on that. It's not too bad out here in New York right now.
That's good, man. You know, this weather's been nuts, so hopefully it... I just want it to stay even, you know? Like, pick a temperature, right?
Yeah.
So what's up? What's up, man? How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm blessed. I just thank God I'm breathing, I'm alive. And, you know, I got another day to, you know, just live life.
It's a gift.
Yeah. I'm grateful for that. That's what it is.
That's what's up, man. You got a new video out for All America.
Yes. Shot by Derek Zhang, and his homie Owen, who helped out. Really loving that video. We had a great time shooting that one, actually. You know, just riding around through New York in the rain for one day of the shoot. I don't think those cuts made it, but that was a pretty awesome set. I felt like I got to know myself more as an artist, as I'm, riding in the car and, like, saying the lyrics. When you reenact that stuff, it's like you actually think about what you're saying. Then you think about the message that you're trying to get across. And, and the video came out really well. The creative energy meshed very well between me and the directors.
It's always good when that happens.
For sure.
And then 40 Flavors is doing numbers right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, 40 Flavors is going on. Funny story about that. I remember the night I made it, I decided not to go out. This was sometime back in June, I want to say. And I, like, made the track or whatever. And then I'm like, yo, this is hot. This is it. And so then I hit up my manager, Justin Harden. I'm like, yo, bump this right now. Like, this is it. And I guess he was in, like, some, Uber or Lyft ride. So he asked the driver, can I get the aux cord? And then the driver's like, sure. So he passes it to Justin. Justin just plays it in the car. And they're rolling down the street or whatever. And the driver that starts adjusting is like, yo, man, what song was that? That was pretty damn good. And it was like, I don't know, it was just one of those things that just kind of visualized, like, after I got done with it. And then when we released it for Martin Mondays, it did well. It was kind of a slow start, but the start was just very good. Like, organically, it was just going, and it just picked up steam.
I've been walking around singing it, man. It gets in your head. It's yeah, man. And it's what we want, yo, right?
Bless, yo. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for listening to it.
Absolutely, man. So the other thing is, you produce a lot of these beats, right?
Yeah, I do. I've been producing since before my senior year of high school. And I was going on and off. I was in college or whatnot, and I didn't have a lot of time to do the music then. So I would do it every now and then with my roommate, Marty Clark, who's actually in Boston. Shout out to Marty. We used to have a great time. I used to make the beats. He used to rap and stuff. And so, yeah, over the years, the producing has just gotten better. The style switched up a little bit. And, I mean, when I'm creating, I get into my groove, you know, when I'm behind the keys, it's just like everything is coming to me right then. I just start thinking of different melodies, different ways to say things, different ways to manipulate my voice to make the track really fun. And that's how it started coming together, like just building it from bottom to top.
That's what I was going to ask, because your hooks are pretty strong. So I was wondering when I found out you did the beats too, I was wondering, like, do you start with those and the beat and build from there? But it sounds like you just start, it all comes together at once, like organically.
Yeah. Sometimes I will record a vocal at first, but you know what? To be honest, I let the music speak to me, like when I'm actually producing, because when that happens, it's like I can have a conversation with the music. And I'm a kind of introverted guy, and so, like, when music becomes my best friend, it's a beautiful thing. I start playing the music and it starts saying something to me, and then I start mumbling out words, and then over time it comes out as a song. It just starts developing, and it just happens very, I guess, organically, spontaneously.
Well, do not change that formula, dude. Do not change that. It's working. So
thank you.
I love it, man. Bliss is like some Kanye Dipset. I hear like all sorts of like sounds I haven't heard, you know?
Yeah. Bliss, that was a fun one with me. I was just like playing on the piano or whatever. And then, I don't know, the piano line out. So I'm like, oh, man, this still sounds like 80s, like classic rock or something like that. I'm like, yeah, I was feeling it. And then I'm like, you know what? Let me lay these keys down. And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to add a drum hit right here. Boom, boom, boom. And then I just started layering all of these, like, different sounds. And, it was pretty open. I was like, is this beat done? And I was like, trying to add other stuff to it. And I'm like, nah, I think I'm going to just leave it like this. And then, I don't know, I just came up with the hook. And then from there, you know, everything is history. I, like, so just start writing the verse. I just put, like, a big, like, word box on my phone. And I start organizing it. And then I just start seeing these patterns in the words. And I'm like, ooh, what if I said this way? And I just start playing around with it. It's a really, really fun thing to do. Really fun thing, yo.
I hear you, man. Were you in Chicago or New York when you made that one?
I was in New York. I was in my bedroom.
You can hear the Harlem on it. You can hear the Harlem.
You can hear the Harlem on it. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the Harlem sound is right now. You know, shout out to Harlem. But man, I mean, I'm sure you can feel the Harlem energy because I love Harlem. It's a great place. It's a great place to be. There's a lot of culture there. It's been gentrified, like, you know, a lot of other places, in New York. Or even like
everywhere, dude. Everywhere. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. So, but the energy is still cool. It's cool to, like, just talk to the people and, you know, hear people's stories and stuff like that. Shout out to the little homie Chance who brought the lemonade stand and his mom, Michelle. They be doing some great, great stuff. And it's just great, like, just being in touch with people on the block, you know, to just kind of feed off their energy, give your energy to them. It's a really dope thing.
Definitely. So how'd you make that move? How did you, because for people that don't know who you are, how did you make this journey from Chicago to Massachusetts to New York City?
Man, it's been a crazy journey. So let's see, Chicago, I graduated high school in 2010. I went away to college at Williams in Western Massachusetts. I was there for 4 years. And, I mean, when you go to Williams, it's just like, it's kind of a clear-cut thing of what you want to do. A lot of people go into, like, finance or consulting. So I just felt like I had to do that, you know, coming out of Williams because that was the thing to do. Get out and make some money, you know?
Yeah.
And so I picked up a job, like, before I even graduated in Buffalo, New York at this bank. And so I was in a management development program there, and I worked there for maybe 8 months. I was just going to work every day. I was just kind of, I don't know, I wasn't really feeling it, so I would be kind of womanly in there, just like, And I used to, like, write raps in my cubicle and stuff like that. Shout out to Dr. Chicago. Dr. Chicago used to send me beats. That's my homie, Nate Saffel. He's from Chicago, but also went to Williams with me and lives with me in Harlem right now. Word. He would send me beats, and I would just write stuff down in my cubicle or whatnot, and I would go home in my suit and tie, like, just straight to the mic and just start recording. So, so that eventually... I guess culminated into the project Living Color, and it just so happened that a place I had interned at back in New York City, I interned at this place my sophomore year. The CEO, like, hit me up at what this place, it's a music production company.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And so they make music for commercials.
Got you.
And so I did really well at the internship my sophomore year of college. So fast forward, I'm working at this bank. Just kind of depressed, really want to get out of it. And then the CEO hit me up about a position as a staff composer at the music production company in New York City. And that couldn't have come at a better time. He proposed that to me end of February of 2015. And that's how I ended up in New York.
Word. So,
yeah.
So you compose, so you've got your day job, you're making music too then for commercials?
Yeah, well, at least, yeah, it started like that. So what happened is, like, let's see, I worked at this place. I was working at the place for about 7 months. And I don't know if it, I'm not sure what it is. Okay, I do know what it is. I don't think 9 to 5 fit very well with me, unless it's something I'm just like super duper crazy about.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I really think it's just a 9 to 5 structure that doesn't work with my mind. And so I stayed there for about 7-8 months. I had a really good time there. I learned a lot. And then I said, you know what? I don't know if I'm ready to just be making music for corporations and commercials and stuff. Just now, I would rather focus on building my personal brand as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked away from the job. I'm about 8 months in, and I just started working on my own music full time and just hustling.
Love it.
To, you know, keep the bills paid and stuff like that. So yeah, that's the position I'm in now, and that's how I got here.
That's what's up. Well, man, you actually just segued perfectly for me here. So we usually have a co-host, Tasia, but she couldn't be here today. So she sent a...
Oh, it's all good.
She texted me a question she wanted to ask you. So we've had a lot of discussions in the past about... shout out to Booger Money with them about record labels, or brands are the new labels, more or less, you know? Like Adidas is a label now, right? So...
Right.
What is, like, your goal in general? Is it to get signed, to stay independent? Because in her mind, she sort of sees record labels as like Sally Mae at this point. Like, you know, you can take the loan if you want, but...
Right.
So what is your approach? Like, what's your goal with this?
You know, it's one of those things. You never rule out anything, you know? You always keep the possibilities open. But I think when you think about being an independent artist, you look at Chance the Rapper, you're like, wow, he's like, you know, he's like the perfect model of being an independent artist.
Is he indie though?
He's
because
not signed to a traditional record.
Got you. Okay.
But yeah. Well, I you know what? If you want to put it that way, though, like, I think it's essential to, one, first of all, build your brand as an artist.
Yep.
And obviously, like, Chance did that. He built his fan base.
Yep.
And he's doing an amazing job of it. And then getting access to larger platforms, getting access to resources through companies like Apple. I think it's cool to have, you know, that conversation between the two, between corporations and artists. Artists, I mean, we're driving, like, no matter what you're doing in life, you're driving culture in some way, you know, and it's just a very great part of it, you know, to just be able to have those fans or whatever, and to have values and stuff, and to then project those values on a larger platform using, you know, someone who has the resources for it.
Yep.
Like an Apple or an Adidas. And I think it creates great inspiration for artists who are out there trying to make it.
I like that, man. Oh, yeah. I like that answer a lot. So that being said, the values then, if people could take away one thing from your music, what would you want that to be?
Oh, man.
The questions are getting tougher.
Because I feel like there can be so many, you know, different messages that you can find. But straight up, I want people to know that, like, as far as my values go, like, life is short. You know, we hear, we do things, and we die. So straight up, have a good time and love people. I think that's the most, like, basic thing. But seriously, a lot of people are forgetting that.
Yep.
A lot of people are forgetting that we, like, put on earth to love and, you know, that and have a good time. Like, we got to turn up while we're here because and we gotta love on each other. I mean, the way this world is like set up, like, it can put us against each other and stuff. And so, man, when we just, like, surpass that and love each other, we can have a blast of the time, you know? And so that's what I want people to take away when they listen to my music. But, you know, at the same time, I'm still, exposing, like, some of the things that are dividing us for the people who don't know about that, so we can, you know, work toward having those, like, really good times, you know, harmoniously, you know.
I like that, man. If you're building off that, if that's your foundation, then I think you're going to be straight, man. It's a choice between love and fear. That's how I look at it. So love is definitely the way.
That's real talk.
So,
All
right, man. Well, listen. So what's up? What's up in your future? Because we're on the phone right now, but if people want to tune in, what can they do to find more of your stuff? What you got? What do you have coming down the pike? You know, what's up with Mari in 2017?
2017. Let's see. Earlier, I was talking to Justin Harmon. Shout out to Justin Harmon, the film manager.
Very professional, by the way. You got a good one.
Oh man, yo, he's the best. Yo, he's the best. I mean, we've been doing this for about 2.5 years now, and it's been an awesome journey. Awesome. So, yeah. So we said 2016 would be a year of buzz building, and we definitely accomplished that. With the Mari Mondays, we picked up some momentum, and people are getting to know who Mari is a bit more. I met some pretty cool people this year. Oh, shout out to my homie, Lion Bait. They've been awesome. Lucas, who's the DJ of Lion Bait, he's been a really good mentor. We've just, like, been in the studio, and we've been, like, you know, just kind of working on stuff. Yeah, he's been showing me a lot, telling me more about the music industry. So it's good to have people like that. I'm saying that now for 2017, it's going to be more of that, like, buzz building, making connections with people, and building up the brand, you know, first and foremost, to put myself in those positions to talk to, you know, different people and collaborate more.
Right.
I think 2017 is going to be a huge year for, you know, people to start to be aware of Mari and, you know, what I have to bring to the table. There's some nice stuff. I got some music lined up. I mean, it's really, really good. It's really dope. It's just a matter of packaging everything and, you know, making sure the timing is right.
Definitely. Well, listen, man, when you know when the timing is and when you got when the album's ready, when you're putting that promo thing together, you got to come out here to Boston, come to the studio, sit here, do the full, you know, the full deal, do the full interview, get some, we'd love to have you in here because I think we could have a cool conversation.
Oh, definitely, man. I'm always, you know, down to just sit down, chop it up, and just to hear what people have to say and, you know, feed off of the energies.
That's what's up, man. I'm excited. So we're going to let you go here in a second, but anything you want to let the people know before you get out of here? What's on your Christmas wish list, actually? It's Christmas. What do you want for Christmas?
I'll be in the simplest way. I want my rent to be paid.
Okay.
But real talk, though, for Christmas, I just want to be with my family. I'm going back to Chicago later on tonight. So, you know, be home with my mom and my sister, her kids, my aunt and aunt, cousins. You know, turn up, have a great time. And I think that's the best Christmas gift I could ever ask for. So, let's go.
My dude.
What about you? What you got?
I'm the one asking the questions, man. Oh, man, okay. What do I want for Christmas? I just want, Christmas is just really, I'm on the same page. It's about being around people you love.
Right.
Maybe, you know, just reminding yourself of the important stuff, not the day-to-day grind and the, you know, it's easy to get weighted down the rest of the year, so it's kind of
for
a good
real,
time to push that
real.
Aside. So, my dude.
I heard that.
I think we're going to both have pretty good holidays. I got a good feeling about it.
Yeah, we're going to have great holidays. We got our minds on the right thing.
My man. All right, man. We're going to get into that 40 flavors. We'll put this interview online tomorrow so everyone can share it, check it out, et cetera. And please hit me up, and we'll figure out how to get you into Boston next year and talk it out.
Cool, cool. Hey, everybody, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Mari. That's what it's at. Mari, M-A-R-I, underscore, world, underscore. And my website, mari.world.
You got mari.world?
Mari.world, just like that. No.com, just
my dude.
M-A-R-I.world.
My dude. That's official. All right, Mari, great talking to you, man. Thanks a lot for calling in. I hope you have a solid holiday, safe trip and all that, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Yo, thanks a lot. I really appreciate everything.
Anytime, man. Be good.
All right, y'all. Peace. Love.
All right, that was Mari. This is his new song, 40 Flavors. It's a hit. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I like my women flavor and in tune with her savior. With independent paper, chase that gear for your pace. Won't you do me this favor? We need about 40 acres. Me and my niggas payment. Right now, no pay me later. Right now, no pay me later. Right now, don't break me later. We steady chasing paper. Get fucked on by neighbors. So when we get the right now, don't break me later. I just f*** me a checkup. Bills, 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 bills. Working hard just to step up. Hills, 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 hills. Chill, little nukes, you feel. Not enough logic in the field. Not enough jacks, too many jails. Not enough crack, too many pills. Trying to take flight, a millionaire. Mari World Tour, a millionaire. Can I get a what? A millionaire. One blessing, two, a million prayers. Goddamn, you hot, baby. Sure there ain't way too many layers. Cleopatra, you my flavor. World take over for the S. Too many crabs in the bucket. Too many crabs, say fuck it. Too many worn like Buffett. Too many selfish, no couplets. No armies, no nothing. We do harm, no love. Too many pigs in the sty. Too many killers in the shy. Not a lot of food for my soul. But Lord knows I'm faithful. Can't trust these ratchet hoes. But Lord knows I'm faithful. I say Lord knows I'm faithful. I just let them know that I'm grateful. And I'ma tell it all, no fables. I'ma tell it all, no fables. They still bumping my ocean. And I'm still praying I ball out. And money all that I ask for. Cause nowadays I'm all out. Would that make me a cop out? Cause goddamn I wanna save souls. I don't rap a lot, I just rock out. And Jimmy Brown on these lame hoes. Jimmy Brown on these lame hoes. Jimmy Brown on these lame hoes. I like my women flavor. And in tune with her savior. With independent paper. Chase that gear for your pace. Won't you do me this favor? We need about 40 acres. Me and my niggas payment. Right now, no pay me later. Woo! Right now, no pay me later. Woo! Right now, no pay me later. We steady chasing paper. Get fucked over by neighbors. So when we get the right now, no pay me later.
Dear God, I need to wake up. Just how long
wake
have I been
up.
Sleeping
how
for?
How long have you been sleeping for? Wake up.
Dear
somebody
God,
get the
I need to wake
stuff.
Up.
Say song. We need to hit
just
the studio.
Just how long have I been ain't sleeping for?
Enough. Wake up.
Dear God,
wake
I need to wake up.
Just how exactly am I supposed to get through my conditions? Decisions. I tried, but... They lied to me. They lied.
The mental nourishment, knowledge, and leafy greens. Turn up the lights, plug in the speakers that might check the fountain of youth. That's finagling defibrillation, creation of brand new ancientness. Now that I've been awoken, it's real hard for me to sleep. There's a party going on between my soul, charisma, chakra, and chi. My conscience is playing DJ 90s music and trees. Meanwhile, lingers the evils that I'm trying to defeat. Chuckstable, amputate them from their ankles, then smash both of their knees. My depth, they somewhat tectonic, it allows me to breathe. I can use the money, but I'd like to be crowned as an OG. Here's my hypothesis, spit flammable liquids on cold beats. Ignited in misted light and black minds, that's a periodic change in the tables. My complex thoughts really allow me to chill. I could barely tell the damn game day from the drill. Chill, my nigga, chill.
Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Wake up, somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Stress, the essence of rolling stress repellents. Omnivore, no bread, and I've lost my lettuce. Pickles, onions, and cheese, and you would think I have beef. But how can I be sure in this processed world? Be curt, wipe the stain off your shirt, then work. Because first impressions do last forever. Makes sense, cause since mom's considered me the prince. No Bel Air, although it has a nice ring to it. I found it in Mary, the movement, and put a ring to it. Although I come with edges, don't perceive me as a square, cause you will then provoke me to triangles. And my geometry is simply bird feed. Look at him bob, I ask, can I kick it? Look at him nod, I am a man in the mirror with the eye of Thundera. Original gainer, chi maintainer, smoke disclaimer. Her tone rangers, cooking these bangers.
Decisions, decisions, now what is my next move? I like spontaneous, unpredictable, difficult. Yeah, I'm on my Dino Spumoni, I stay Spumante, trying to be grown. Double the rapper, then double the smoke, we about to be flown. Betty, my baby, love notes, when I'm gone, I never leave home. I get high. Just to live up to your hype, my vocals tight, call me Chucky the Pipe Bomb. Wake up, how long have you been sleeping for? Wake up, somebody get the boat and stuff. Say something, we need to hit the studio. Ain't love. Wake up.
Sweet dreams of a young girl, looking for a way to crack the code. Young hopes of a hustler, trying to heat the game so cold. In these streets.
And that's the minimum. Both of my seeds chilling, living in the condominium. Brought it from overseas, put it right back in the ghetto. When people like sentimental, if you ain't trying to do shit for them. I remember when I got my first deal. They hated on me, they tried to kill me for real. They shot at my crib with steel. My partner, some of them squeal. When I see them, I get the chills. I can never forgive them still. I'm still hustling skills instead of pills. Beats instead of P's, CDs instead of keys. It's no love in these streets, and that's a fact. I don't trust a soul, man, I got my own back.
Sweet dreams of a young girl, looking for a way to crack the code. Young hopes of a hustler, trying to heat the game so cold. In these streets, either they love you or they don't. Oh, oh, oh. These mean streets, oh, either they love you or they don't. Oh, 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 oh.
Now trying to make a dollar ain't as easy as it used to be. Grinding it out while making sure nobody's using me. Now usually I get straight to the bread, but nowadays you gotta make sure you're using your head. The OG said you gotta keep your eyes open. Always watch your back, cause these boys be scoping. Hoping that they could get you with your pants down. That's no homo, put your hands up slow-mo, homie, and stand down. Now that's an everyday scene in the nation. Cats is thirsty and they needin' a hydration. You don't work, then you don't eat. You don't pay attention and you get murked in the street. Shit ain't sweet.
Sweet dreams of a young girl, looking for a way to crack the code. Young hopes of a hustler, trying to heat the game so cold.
get this crack. Facts of life. They try to take it, charge me double just to get it back. Stupid, pay attention. Once you leave, they don't make it back. They just hate the fact I'm amazing and I play with rap. Dead beat, dead baby soul, but I can raise a stack. Raise the cat. Bullets flying everywhere. Graze your cat. Bodies hit the floor. Either dodge or you take a nap. Players club, turkey dinner table. Everybody bosses label meaning throwing out numbers like a fucking
horse. Sweet dreams of a young girl looking for a way to crack the code. Young hopes of a hustler trying to heat the game so cold. In these streets, either they love you or they don't. Oh, these mean streets, either they love you or they don't.
New terminology, Where's the Love, featuring Bun B, Bodega Bams. Bams went in on that joint. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. Shout out to Term. Check out that More Politics album if you haven't yet. It's solid. He's one of the most consistent out there, maybe even ever. I'm sure he's got three more albums dropping in 2017. That's just how it goes with that dude. So shout out to Terminology. Shout out to Mari for calling in. That was a dope interview. If you missed that, you're definitely going to want to check out lfodradio.com tomorrow. We're going to have it up there and on our SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/LFOD. Really interested to see what that dude's got coming down the pike. It was a great interview. Loved it. So that being said, we're winding things down. Check the SoundCloud tomorrow morning for that, soundcloud.com/LFOD. We also got our likes, our reposts. There's a New England Hip Hop playlist you can hear. Our alumni cipher series, snippets from past interviews, etc., etc. And if you want to get with us on social media, that's LFOD Radio everywhere except for Twitter, which is at LiveFreeOD Radio. As I mentioned earlier, would not be mad at having some sort of social media assistant, intern, etc. With us, because it's way too much for me to do at one point. So, casually looking for that. So if you're tuned in, if you're a fan, if you love the internets and you want to be a part of that, hit us up. And if you're an artist, submissions at lfodradio.com. keep it clean. It's how Mari, it's how all these other dudes built with us. They sent us an email. If we like the song, we play the song. If we want more songs, we ask for more songs once we get a good relationship. And if we want to tell your story, help you tell your story, we'll bring you on and go from there. We'll be back next Tuesday. Taz will be back, fired up. We're going to do some sort of Broken Woke Christmas special. So next Tuesday, 7 p.m. This one, we haven't heard from these boys in a while. Lazarus Taxon, Anyways. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Let it breathe one time, and let it breathe two times. Let it breathe one time, and let it breathe two times. Breathe one time, yeah. Let it breathe.
Lazarus Paxson. Shaky hands, their Mercedes-Benz wheels. The soundtrack be the raindrops on the windshield. Driving to some little club in Springfield. Jealousy gotten many a king killed. His whole night be ruined. Thinking what his girl might be doing. Be the same thing he most likely doing. It's called projecting. His mind might be infected. Love could heal or be a weapon. Depending on your intentions. You smell me?
Who am I kidding? I've been sitting. She wanna get, but she ain't gon' get it from me. Who am I kidding? That she I've been sinning for days. No, what she wanna get, but she ain't gon' get it from me.
What happens when your glitter don't flow? You call them, but your friends don't show. You're planting, but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. What happens when your glitter don't flow? You call them, but your friends don't show. You're planting, but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old.
Looking back, my father really ain't a bad man. Compare him to other men that my mom attracted. Some were losers, drug dealers, and some users. Some got physical and hit it, chipped a tooth and got abusive. And it had me wishing that this was dead. I even went so far as to go and put cash on his head. And now I heard he got a disease and he dying slow. Guess karma's real, I don't know.
What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them, but your friends don't show. You're planting, but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them, but your friends don't show. You're planting, but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old.
She wanna be a star so bad, but you have to learn. Eventually every star will crash and burn. Dead men make money because ashes earn. He already had his shot and now he passes turn.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is Dinosaur Jr.